We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Mannix joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. From Sports Illustrated, NBC Sports, and a ton of other jobs. Guy's got more jobs than it's all over the place. All right, Mannix, I don't like the move of bringing up Brad Stevens. I think they should have cleaned house. They should have gone after a Presti or a McDonough. What do you say?
I was all in on Sam Presti, you know, being the new GM, and that's largely because I believe they had a very, very good shot at him. You know, Sam, as we all know by now, you know, from Concord, Mass, went to school at Emerson, views the Celtics in some ways, I think, as his dream job. And, you know, to not really kick the tires on that, I thought that was a mistake. I thought they, you know, I don't know how Brad felt about being the head coach full time after this, but I think they needed to at least try for Sam Presti.
Chris, how do you think the long-term futures play out for Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens? And why I ask is my co-host Gary Tangway thinks that Brad Stevens will be gone within a year in the Celtics front office, and I know you.
Yeah, this is a Tangway hot take. This is like Anthony Davis all over again. Like, I can't. I spent if Brad Stevens is gone, Tangway will play the audio like over and over again. He'll call me giggling like he did when the New Orleans reporters asked Alvin Gentry about Anthony Davis. Like, you're like a schoolgirl, Tangway, when it comes to these hot takes.
Mannix, you miss me so much.
So is that to say you believe Brad Stevens and the Celtics are in this for the long term, this relationship with him running the team?
Yeah, I don't see it, you know, I don't see it being over quickly. I mean, you know, Brad Stevens, first, one thing about Brad Stevens is that I don't know if his passion for coaching had diminished. I think it probably did, but I do know he loves living in this area. His kids are entrenched in school here. His family overall loves it. And I think he wants to take a pretty big swing at this job. And that requires 3 or 4 years. Now, I don't think Brad's done coaching. I do, you know, he's only his mid-40s at this point. I don't think he's done with coaching. So how will that manifest itself? Will he wind up coaching the Celtics again? That's possible, I think. Will he wind up coaching somewhere else? Also possible, but I don't think it's a one-year type of situation. I think it's 3 or 4 years as he tries to build this thing out around Tatum and Brown.
And you were the first one that I saw kind of pose the idea that Danny Ainge will be back in the NBA sooner rather than later. Do you believe that to be the case? Do you have some sourcing on that, or is that just pure gut?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, I think. I mean, there is some dot connecting with Utah and Ryan Smith, the owner out there, but look, Danny, you know, this is just what Danny does. Like, he says, I don't really want to work very hard, and I would, but he's a guy with a strong passion, strong competitiveness for doing that job. So would he like to take on some kind of presidential role where there's a strong GM underneath him? I think that's probably the most likely scenario if he takes over a team. I can see him sooner back in some kind of advisory role in a certain situation. Maybe not this year, but certainly next year. It's just really hard to believe that Danny Ainge is done. And as I've said and written, I do think Utah, where, you know, there could be changes there at some point with the new owner, I think that's a pretty clear landing spot.
Okay, so who's going to be the new head coach? Who should be the new head coach?
Well, it's hard to kind of project out because there's no sort of Brad Stevens coaching tree that we're kind of looking at. I mean, it's not going to be one of his current assistants, which is no knock on any of them. You know, I think Jalen Arnag is going to be an excellent future head coach. Scott Morrison is great. Jerome Allen is great. But I think there's a sense within the organization that there's a need for a new voice. And Brad kind of even alluded to it in some ways during that press conference. So I think look external. I think they look at an ex-player who would represent, again, something different from Brad Stevens. I have heard the name a couple of times now, Ime Udoka, who is the assistant coach with the Brooklyn Nets, a fast-rising star, guys, in the coaching ranks. I mean, he came out of the San Antonio system. He worked under Brett Brown in Philadelphia, and he's been on Steve Nash's staff in Brooklyn all season. I mean, he is excellent. He played in the NBA for a number of years and is really highly regarded across the NBA. After that, you can go into Darvin Ham with Milwaukee, who's going to get a head coaching job sooner than later as well. It's not the ex-player, but I tell you, I thought Steve Clifford was an interesting name, you know, out there on the market. Steve's got New England ties as well and worked really well with Kemba Walker when he was in Charlotte. And he's, like Brad, a very, very good defensive mind. So I think that's maybe an outside candidate, but I do get a feeling they're going to go the kind of ex-player route.
A little-known fact here, Chris Mannix, which I know you'll enjoy. Steve Clifford was the top player at the University of Maine of Farmington. He was a Farmington Beaver. I had a chance to watch him in person my younger days in Maine. The Farmington Beavers.
If he winds up with the coaching job, Tangway, you could bring it up at his first press conference. He's front and center talking about your experiences with him.
He's already a Tangway fan. I already did. Go ahead.
We need a couple out there to help us with the ratings on these Sunday mornings. So we brought up a topic earlier. We were talking about Jason Tatum. And other than Tangway hot takes about blowing it up and trading Tatum, I think we all believe Tatum is, you know, the pillar upon which the rest of this team will be built moving forward.
Is that a Tangway hot take?
No.
He said blow it up, including Tatum.
Okay. I was having a moment. Okay. Now, hear me out, Mannix. All right. Just hear me out for a minute, because I do want your thoughts on Tatum. Because is he going to be a championship caliber player, or is he Carmelo Anthony? After the Philadelphia game 100 years ago, which these people who hate me on Twitter keep retweeting, after the Philadelphia loss during the regular season when nobody showed up, I said, blow it up and trade them all. I hate them. You know, but I understand you got to keep Tatum. I understand it. I worry that he leaves in 2 years or shoots his way out of town in 3 or 4 years or whatever. Can he be the guy? I don't know. I mean, he could score 60 points, but, you know, Carmelo Anthony used to be able to do that, and he hasn't won anything.
Well, two things on Carmelo. One, Carmelo was, like, more the analog player at a digital age, you know, in his prime years, because he was shooting mid-range jump shots as the league was gravitating towards the three-point line. He was refusing to play power forward when he was clearly better suited for that. But you can certainly make an argument that Carmelo, if he had better players around him, which he didn't except for one season in Denver, it didn't at any point in time in New York, you know, he would have been more successful as a team player. But Tatum is a lot different than Carmelo was at this stage of his career. Tatum is a three-point bombing, off-the-dribble attack. I mean, he's, you know, Carmelo is a tremendous Hall of Fame-level scorer, but Tatum, I think, is showing signs that he is going to be a more diverse player than Carmelo ever was. Now, he's a tentpole guy. Like, I think he's going to be in the MVP candidate mix as early as next season, and I think he's going to be in the scoring title mix as early as next season as well. So I the way this guy keeps improving, there's almost nobody in the league I'd give up in a straight swap for Jason Tatum.
So with that being said, what is his relationship with Brad Stevens now that Brad Stevens is the GM, president of basketball operations, and does Tatum get a say in the head coaching hire?
Well, I think Tatum wants to say, no matter what he says publicly.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, look, but all star players do. I mean, when you get to a certain level, Tatum's going to start his max deal next season. I think he wants some influence over that process, but again, that's not unusual for that to happen. What's important is for Brad Stevens not to necessarily listen to what the player wants. You've got to make this decision on your own. So you basically use the players as a resource, but ultimately you make the call. I mean, I think Tatum would love a guy like Udoka. I mean, I think Tatum would love a guy, frankly, Mike D'Antoni. I mean, think of how many points Tatum would put up in a Mike D'Antoni system. It would be quite the offensive explosion with that group. But I don't think he's looking at it like I need to have my say. Like, he's not going to do what Damian Lillard just did, which was back the Blazers all the way against the wall by saying, like, Jason Kidd or bust. But I think Tatum's going to have his voice heard, and Brad Stevens is savvy enough to take that under advisement.
Can the Celtics get Lillard?
It's a good question. I don't know. I do think the Blazers and Lillard are reaching kind of a breaking point. He had that Instagram post right after the loss that seemed to suggest that he's getting really frustrated with the outcomes of these playoff series. He wants Jason Kidd there. He wants to be in Portland. He's always said that, but there's definitely a league-wide sense that that team had plateaued. Like, that there's really not a lot of room they could go. Like, yeah, they could get Zach Collins back next year, and maybe you can trade CJ McCollum for things that work, but Lillard's going to be 31 next season, and if you're going to trade him, now is the time, because that contract gets really onerous as it gets toward the back end of his years. He's in like the $50 million per season range on that that max deal. So if you're looking to maximize your revenue, you got to look around and trade him. And Boston's, as they always are in a good position because of the young talent, because you could put Jaylen Brown as the centerpiece of a deal that would include all the young guys on your roster plus future draft picks as well. So I think it's possible. If Portland shops him, Boston's going to be in a good position, because I look around and Bradley Beal is not going to go to Portland because he's not going to re-sign there. You've got to get guys to Portland that are on long-term contracts, and Jaylen Brown is one of those young guys, 24 years old, that would fit that bill.
All right, Maddox, thanks for coming on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.